Second regulation, this one you have seen before, but we did get, this is 13A080111, which is disciplinary action, suspension, and expulsion. We are, again, asking for permission to publish. The reason we're bringing it forward to you is because we did have a question from an LEA that was a legitimate question that we decided to talk with Liz Kameen and said we do really need to clarify that, and that is the language in the regulation specifically says that a student could be suspended for up to 5 days if there was imminent threat of serious harm to other students or staff that could not be reduced or eliminated through interventions and supports. The question was, is that 5 days throughout the entire year so that you would be adding the days, or is it 5 days per incident? We put before you a proposal to add language to say 5 days per incident to publish that it could be no more than that. And Liz and Walt and I, and in fact, we also spoke with those that have done the guidance for LEAs to what we can do to support the local school systems in that suspension and in that regulation. So the only revision to what we brought to you in December is the per incident language. We're requesting permission to publish.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that clarification. All right, is there a motion to publish? Okay, Mr. Smith, is there a second? Dr. Lee, okay, any questions, comments, discussion? Dr. Finn.
Just the very, very last phrase on the very last page. This is in the category of unrealistic mandates. The school system shall remedy the impact of a student's behavior on climate. It shall, to the best of its ability, remedy the impact. But you can imagine a heinous situation where it's simply naive to say the school system shall remedy the impact of. Somebody brings a bomb to school and sets it off. I mean, to the best of its ability, to the utmost of its ability, something, sure. They should do their darndest. But you can't mandate that something will be remedied.
Is that the kind of...
I think it's way at the end, Mary. It's the last sentence.
I saw
it's probably straight from the legislation.
That's what I was going to
but
say.
But I think you can add to the best of their ability.
Okay. So we could add to the best of their ability. Okay, that would be fine. I was looking to see if I had the legislation, but anything that's highlighted is from the legislation. So we put that in, and we can add at the end to the best of their ability.
Legislature is powerful, but it's not always foolproof.
I understand.
If there are no objections, and as long as that is legally sound, we can add that phrase.
Okay.
So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All right. All in favor of publishing, aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Very good.
Thank